Welcome back, swashbucklers and naval navigators, devilish dealers and hell harbors, to another rollicking, rolling down the old Mohi adventure here on Dead Men Roll No Crits. This is your harbor master and a heck of a GM, Patrick, here. Joining me is, you know, in sinking to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker are my four friends and your players. Jibber, Omega, Southern Tyler. Hey, guys.
Greetings. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
We're good. We're good. I mean, I'm good.
I'm under the weather.
I don't speak for everybody, but
I'm under the weather, and I almost didn't make it through just the intro to the episode. I started, my brain started boiling away.
This is going to be
halfway through that intro.
It's going to be an all business episode. No jokes. No gaffes. No sidebars.
No goofs.
No goofs.
It's basically my least favorite episode already.
Yeah, we're gonna hit a PR in terms of efficiency today. Let's go.
Remember last week's episode when we talked for like 10 minutes, and while that was happening, I was just rolling attacks on everyone and just like critted Jabert's character of the episode.
He didn't even get to participate for like the first half.
Unfair I've ever been. I was like, I'm starting the episode and my monsters are going here, and you're taking up space for the rest of the day. good times. Well, let's try that again. This week's episode is starting not on the Tidebreaker, but the deck of Luck of the Draw. We see pirates here fighting off small devils that have descended on the fleet of pirates like a plague of locusts. Some no larger than a cat, you know, the little demons and devils that you saw kind of like gargoyles and pigeons in and around Hell Harbor. More pests than anything, but they seem to be working in concert with the invading Chelish fleet here that has surrounded Hell Harbor in a barricade. You see Tessa Fairwind hard at work, giving out orders, fighting on the top deck. And Alaris, you're here on the lower deck, along with Osric, watching as ships from the Chelish Navy close in, seemingly for a fight here. You watch what seemed to be a battle ending on the Tidebreaker a few thousand feet away, and you saw a whole bunch of large devilish creatures just fall from the sky onto that ship. Ozzy and Alaris, you have a moment to prepare.
Hold on. Wasn't Alaris on the ship in that fight?
Oh, yeah. Then you're playing Sharga this week. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let me get the other character sheet out.
Yep. There we go. There's your first problem. I've confused which character, Rebecca, you play like.
They're so similar.
Five or six times this entire season. Oh, boy. Yes, so Sharga and Aussie. Oh boy, let me just go ahead and rewrite this entire.
Oh no.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, Sharga and Aussie are here on the ship, and you hear streaming across the water, Candoso, perhaps on a astral horseback, along with Kovic coming.
I call it a spooky horse. Yeah.
Spooky horseback with Kovic on your back, perhaps? Can you support the weight of someone while you're riding? They can't ride on the horse, but yeah. Can they ride on you?
Can ride on my shoulders.
Okay, can I make a slight edit for headcanon purposes? Can he be holding a rope while I am boogie boarding, or like, you know, behind him? I'm just
like
a, I'm on my great sword, and he's just pulling me, and I'm just kind of doing this like surf thing.
I think you can probably surf the plank.
I'll surf the plank.
That's the only like longboard you would really have access to on the ship.
Then I'll surf the plank.
Yeah. I imagine you can kind of like hitch yourself up on it like, you know, you're a snowboard, like going sideways. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Slalom style. Yep.
It looks like the spooky horse is indeed plowing the ocean as it comes up to you. And indeed, shouting words of warning, Candoso and Kovic can get aboard the Luck of the Draw. You guys have a moment's notice, as indeed it seems.
Say, watch out. There's demons and stuff.
Devils are fast approaching. You guys saw from a distance a number of darkened figures underneath the surface of the water. This attack not coming from the skies, but indeed what seemed like a shark-infested water here was cleared out by, looks like, a pod of of monsters coming towards the Luck of the Draw. So yeah, you have a moment to prepare. What would you guys like to do?
Question. Mm-hmm. Did I receive any healing before leaving the Tidebreaker? Did Kovic? I didn't, me personally. But did Kovic receive any healing before leaving the Tidebreaker?
Miss Sandaric, when knew that you were going back into battle immediately, healed you up to full. We don't have to worry about it.
She gave you her strongest potions.
That, and she has some pretty high-level heals.
Is Kovic usually more ranged or more... I can't remember.
Usually more ranged, yeah.
Yeah.
These days.
We'll see.
That was less so, originally.
Yeah, let's see.
Early Kovic was, I'm going to shoot this crossbow, and then here comes the sword.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back when the crossbow was it took two actions to reload it. Yeah, I was like, I'm not into that. I'm just going to take a shot and then...
A little nicer now.
I think... Okay, so I've got a few options here for my folks. I can either give somebody freedom of movement. I can cast feet to fins if somebody wants a swim speed. This thing might be coming up out of the water, so we might be able to fight it from the deck. So I don't know about that, but things that come out of the water oftentimes tend to grab you, I feel like. If somebody gets pulled underwater or wants to jump in but can't breathe, I can cast air bubble as a reaction, or I could just pop a haste on everybody, on all the folks.
I'd say pop a haste. That's a pretty general,
awesome, really helpful thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite early 2000s bands. Also, pop a haste.
No goops or gaffs, Seth. You heard us.
I'm sorry. I'll just mute my microphone for the whole episode. I'm sorry.
I guess that's more of a jape. So I'll let you off with a warning here, but.
Yeah, so Kovic, Candoso, Osric, and Alaris are hasted. That's what I'll do for my pre-fight action time.
Didn't Jabert name an NPC like Jaundice Jape or something?
No.
so sad.
That's it. That's so the whole bizarre response. That's the whole answer.
His name was... Jaundice Jape, and I think we were trying to give him a new nickname.
Yeah. I tried to give him a really unfortunate nickname. that was the third time I got canceled. And,
oh my gosh. Are we on a new map? Yes, we're on a new map.
Hold on. As can I enter a rage?
Do you have to see enemies? See baddies?
Probably.
Have to be in combat?
I don't think you have to.
But can I see them coming? No.
Do you want to get over to the side of the ship?
Sure.
Because you can make me the perception check into the initiative turn order. And I can tell you if you see them.
35.
Whoa! That's my best initiative ever!
Oh, boy. Kovic, way to go, Tyler.
I rolled a 50.
Yeah, so they're indeed darkened, large figures underneath the water. Do you want to go to the starboard or the port side, the vessel, Sharga?
Port.
Port, which is the left side. I didn't need you to tell me that, Rebecca. I know after 177 episodes, I definitely know.
Because port has four letters and left has four letters. That's how I remember that port is left.
Yeah.
It always starboard me up, though. And right have the same amount of letters. That's clever.
Yeah, that's true.
Starboard and right do not have the same. No.
Don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Don't yeah, they do.
No. Oh, but star and R, you know, that's a way to remember.
That works. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. 35 is enough to see them coming. Like I said, they're large. They look like big old black blobs underneath the water, and they are. They're very close to you as you can rage and get into the initiative turn order here. Before we start, was there anything that Osric or Kovic wanted to do? Getting ready for combat?
Yes. Do I have to tell you what it is?
I mean, you have to tell the podcast, kind of, yeah.
Okay, so you'll deafen so I can... No, I'm just going to load a special clip of ammunition into the crossbow.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that. Now I'm just going to never get within range of a crossbow.
What are you worried about? This is why these things need to be secret, Patrick.
Okay, Seth.
You're good.
What's the range on your crossbow?
120 feet.
Yeah, this is going to be a very long range combat.
Yeah, wow.
Thanks to Tyler.
So I know Rebecca asked the question, so I assume that we can't quite see our foe yet, because if I can't see my opponent, there's really not a lot that I can do to prepare at this juncture. So
do you want to make me, your initiative roll was not enough, but if you want to spend the rest of another action making a seek action on, do you want to do the starboard or port side?
Oh, so like this is just a turn that I'm taking now?
Basically, yeah. Before combat starts.
I'll check starboard.
All right, make me another perception check.
Well, I'll perceive. I'll do it. 40? Okay.
Yes. So that is enough. Do you have a single action that you would like to do beforehand? Because you can recognize generalities of the shapes beneath the water here with the 40.
Yeah, I'm going to do my thaumaturge thing, man.
Remind everyone at home, not me, obviously, what the thaumaturge thing is.
It's exploit vulnerability. It's when I make that check and I find out stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
I know things about things.
So the thing about exploit vulnerability is that it's supposed to be a targeted thing. So can I distinctly pick one out, or is it not at that stage yet where I can pick out a specific shape?
Yes, you can. I mean, yes, there are Sharga on the north side of the ship, our port side, sees three shapes coming through the water, and there's three coming up on the starboard side as well. Did you want to target one in particular? Or?
Sure. I'll just roll a two right off the bat.
It's not going to do.
No, I figure not. I'm not even going to bother with the reroll on that one. So.
Okay. But that's just the pre-combat actions here. I've even rolled my initiative. Let me roll initiative. See, I mean, you guys might get like a whole nother turn of actions depending on how I roll. So.
Nope. No, probably not.
I'm going to kill you all. 18 on the dice. Let's just go.
Casually rolls an 18.
Whee! I'm the best. Actually, I'm not the best.
You beat
Tyler
me.
Tyler got a 19.
I don't think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do some math here.
Not going to lie, if I rolled a 19 getting a 50 and I lost, I was going to be an itsy bitsy bitty bitty bit sad.
Yeah, Tyler, you are up first.
Yay! I'm going to move to the side of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The Osric side of the ship.
Okay.
And I'm going to take aim at one of the dark shapes in the water.
What a wild notion. It's like, what side of the ship are you on? Oh, I'm on Sharga. Are you Sharga?
Yeah, the Sharga side. Yeah.
Enemy off Sharga's. Off the Sharga's here.
Better go help. Marines often cannot handle themselves alone, you know.
Are you readying an attack action?
Wait, hold on. Let me see how much ammo I have. Nah, we could just take a wild shot in the water. Or are you saying I can't target them?
They will have a good amount of cover being, you know, they're like probably 10 feet down.
Oh.
15 feet down.
I think I can just negate that. Let me double check something here. Obviously, at your discretion. But I do have the feat. Targeting shot. Let me make sure I have the action economy to do this. I believe. Oh, well, this might be. Hold on. I don't know if I have the. I think I can only do this on the second shot, actually. Oh, no. It's just a single action.
Mm-hmm.
You carefully track your prey's position and defenses, allowing you to follow up around obstacles that block your shot. Make a ranged weapon strike against your hunted prey. You ignore the target's concealed condition and all cover. Okay. I don't know if they had water in mind when they wrote that, though, so I will allow you to...
He shoots around the water.
I shoot around the water. He's a genius with a crossbow.
Yeah, I mean, these things are...
It's like the movie moving. Wanted. Like he like swings the crossbow to the left when he shoots and it just bends around.
So move, target one, and make an attack. So, yeah, yep. Getting around, if you can, I mean, it's kind of like, you know,
it's
the same amount of actions as if you just, like, waited for them to rest out of the water, but maybe they won't. You never know.
Yeah.
So go ahead and make that attack roll.
Oh, six on the dice for a 36.
That is a hit. You're negate and cover, so.
34. 5 damage.
What kind?
Oh, I'm sorry. 37 damage. And it is all cold damage.
Oh, interesting. What, this is a special arrow type?
This is free freeze ammunition.
Okay. Yeah, you see a giant spike of ice appear out of the water as this thing goes in, and
yeah, it also takes two cold splash damage. I forgot about that, and that's all I have.
Or not. Okay. Alrighty, we are onto these things' turn. Let me give you a good helping look at what we're fighting here. Yeah.
It's pretty colors.
I think that's a Digimon. I'm pretty sure that's a Digimon.
Digimon, digital monsters are going to kill Tyler's character.
What about?
Yeah, to describe them, they do look like fish devils, kind of like deep sea lurkers.
But slash like with cobalt blue with magenta. I mean, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just gorgeous. They have humanoid kind of upper sides, but their arms end in tendrils of worm tentacles.
Yeah.
They have little fishy wings, like a flying fish's wings. And like a long fluked fish tail.
And a horn for some reason.
Because they're devils. Four demonic eyes, some horns.
Yeah.
They're fun.
And then those hands, though.
Yeah. So two of them burst out of the water, flying fish style on the starboard side, and fly up the side of the ship here to get into range with a Kovic, with an Aussie. And the third one here on the south just kind of raises up out of the water off the ship's bow. And that one's going to make what are you doing? Make me a fortitude save, Tyler, as it blasts a beam of water at Kovic. Huge hydraulic torrent of water emanating from itself. Ooh,
17 on the dice for a 45, and I believe a success is a critical success for me and fortitude saves.
Indeed, that is a critical success. Then way to go, Tyler. Yay. You're so good at this game. Okay, and these other two had to spend a couple actions to get to where they are. So they each make an attack. Single attack. First against Kovic. Bite attack is their main one, I think. What's your armor class?
I don't upgrade my armor, so it's only 36.
Okay, thank you, Tyler, for doing that. That is a hit on a 6 for 29 points of piercing damage. Are you a good character? Is Kovic good?
Chaotic neutral.
No evil damage persists then, and the second attack is going to Usric. A 3 on the dice. This is probably, and indeed is, a miss. Usric. 3 are coming to the port side, and kind of going to do a similar thing, but 2 are going straight for Sharga.
Sharp.
Sharga, 2 attacks coming right at you. Right off the bat, a start of combat here. We got a 15. We got a 13. What's Sharga's armor class?
36 at the moment.
36. These are just 2 hits. The first one bites into you for, oh my gosh, 27 points of piercing damage. The second, 30 points of piercing. Is Sharga good at all?
Hold on. You said 37 and?
27 and 30.
Okay. I'm good.
Are you good?
Very good, yeah.
Is your character good?
What is your character's alignment?
Oh, I don't know. Chaotic, neutral, probably. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. What was it that Tyler said where he didn't get the persisting evil damage?
Well, it's, you know, normally something got to be very concerned about.
Nobody ever taught me about alignments. I don't know.
I mean, there's a space for it on your character sheet.
Sharga certainly thinks she's good. Remaster. Is she good, though? I don't know that she's good.
Chaotic good. What's I think good? That's what she is.
What is
what's good?
What's good?
Hey, what's good, fellas?
Can you go ahead and make me a fortitude save, Candoso?
I can certainly try.
Let's see. Mm. You're also getting blasted with a hydraulic torrent. Yeah. See how you like it. Water attack. Go.
Making sure that my fortitude is correct. Yes. We're gonna have to use a hero point on that.
Natural one. Natural one.
That's better.
That's a little better.
41.
Do you get critical successes on a regular success?
Let's see. Do. Gotta look through my character. Do I have the juggernaut thing? Probably not.
Taking half damage?
Nah. Yeah, half damage.
Thwack.
Oh my god, I rolled so many sixes on this first damage. All right, it's 48, so 24 points of bludgeoning damage.
Glad I'm not taking 96.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. All right, that is their turn. This guy's still kind of floating off the side of the ship as well. I guess he could have come. Let's get to the rest of the turn order. Sharga, you are up next. You got two of these devilish creatures on you.
All right. I am going to start. Is this a mistake? I'm going to start with a terrifying howl, which allows me to attempt to demoralize everything within 30 feet.
Cool. They'll hit three of the devils.
Okay. So I have a 34, a 48, and a 42. I'm just going left to right.
And this is against Will DC. So it is a fail, a critical success, and a success. So the one immediately next to you is not affected at all. The one to your left is shaking in his boots. Wait, 34. My brain just stopped working completely. So that's this one. The one that succeeded is still frightened one. Is that correct?
Success, the target becomes frightened one. Critical success, the target becomes frightened two. So, yes.
Okay. How dare you, Rebecca, make me think of rules here. Sorry. So, the one to your right is the 48. That is the critical success. So, this one here is frightened two, immediately to your east. So, that's okay. One action.
Okay. With that, I am going to whirlwind strike. Oh, no, I can't because it's a three action. Never mind. I'm going to...
You're hasted, but this it can only be used for a single move or an attack.
Yeah.
Okay. I will strike at the one that is frightened then. So I'll strike at that first and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
That'll work. Okay. 46 to hit on the one to my right.
A critical hit.
Awesome. Oh no, it went twice. And the second one was a natural 20.
That's fine. We can use this for your second attack if you want.
Okay, I will.
I imagined you would have kept attacking if it had not died.
Yep.
So guess what? Now you have to do twice the amount of math in one go. So have fun calculating for the next 5 minutes of time that will be cut from this podcast. Surely.
Wait, sure. Hold on. Is the first one a critical hit or just a hit?
Critical hit.
Oh, so they're both critical hits.
Yes.
Okay, great. 152 damage.
Across two attacks?
Yes.
What kind of damage?
I am going to do acid damage.
Are you sure about that?
Not super sure, but yeah, I'm going to go with acid damage.
Okay, it's almost dead.
It takes it.
Okay. Ooh, that could have been dangerous. Fourth action.
Oh, I get another one. All right, y'all strike again against the one to my right. 36 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, 36 acid damage.
Okay. It is still alive, but it is very close to death.
Okay.
Very, very close. Okay, that will take us to Osric's turn. Ozzy.
Well, I can see these things now.
Yes, quite clearly. They're coming up the sides of the ship.
All right. Oh. That's a turn four. So that is going to be 44 versus their, I guess, base DC. I always forget how to refer to this thing.
That is a critical success.
Oh, critical success? Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
I remember the creature's weaknesses. I gain even more insight. You learn all of the creature's resistances, weaknesses, and immunities, including the amounts of the resistances and weaknesses, and any unusual weaknesses or vulnerabilities.
These are good ones. These are all good. They are not immune to acid, which would have been way OP for last turn if that was true. They are immune to fire. They have 10 resistance to physical damage and poison damage, except for silver. And they have a weakness 10 good damage.
Okay. I like to imagine that Oz goes raid boss mode and starts rattling off these things about...
Please, someone have a silver weapon. Anyone. Where's Honto when you need him?
Meanwhile, I can go with mortal weakness on these ones.
Excellent.
So let's see. Your unarmed and weapon strikes activate the highest weakness you discovered with exploit vulnerability, even though the damage type your weapon deals doesn't change. So,
I think we've discovered in the past when there's both resistance and weakness, you basically just cancel them out.
But here's the funny thing, is that, so I guess this is worded very specifically, right? Because it says it activates the highest weakness. But the funny thing is that if the weakness was silver, I could do silver damage. But this is not something that I am enabled to do. So my weapon is still whatever material it's made out of.
Right, right.
I can't do silver and good, I guess. So that's unfortunate. But I mean, I guess that's fine.
Give your little guy a silver dagger next time you can. Give him a little silver dagger. What's it going
to
hurt?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if my... Sorry, I wasn't thinking about that. So now I'm looking at my weapon implement to see if I get any benefit of some sort. No, but I do get a +2 bonus to attacks against this enemy, so that's neat.
Nice.
So let's do it. He's just going to start stabbing.
Oops.
And to be clear, I am targeting the easternmost one.
The one that attacked you.
The one closest to the front of the ship, so.
Makes sense. Okay, we're starting off 40, with...
48?
Critical hit.
Okay, so that would be 48 piercing then.
Okay. So basically piercing, all that going...
Piercing and good.
Yeah! Oh! It hurts! It hurts!
He coats the blade in soap.
Oh no! You're washing their mouth out.
Not good soap. No.
So is that only two actions? You got two more left?
Correct.
All right.
Two more stabs coming in. Oh!
It's a toot.
Yeah.
It's a big toot. Toot.
30's not going to cut it. Does the 36 cut it?
Just Ooh. Hits, yes.
Okay, so 24, piercing and good. From a non-silver weapon, have fun math.
Okay, I've I mean, I don't have the D-math, it just takes all that damage.
Oh, wait, really?
Well, it has 10 resistance and 10 weakness, so.
Oh, okay, so I'm just canceling out.
Yeah, you're the easiest to do, almost.
understood. Okay, got it.
Although everyone else has done cold and S so far, so actually hasn't had a major... impact there either. Okay, Kandoso is next. Jabert, you get to fight this entire episode. Yay! You're welcome.
Patrick gets his next turn and just rolls like nothing but crits and just eliminates Kandoso immediately. That's what just got set up here.
I tried to take him out with that hydraulic torrent natural one in turn one, but he's like, nah, I'm going to be a hero instead. Yeah. I'm going to be heroic instead.
Let's see. So, resistant to fire is what we said?
No, immune.
Oh, immune to fire. And then resistant to...
Physical.
Physical? Okay.
And poison.
And poison. Got it. Cool. All right. So, won't do those.
Don't hear electricity in that, Patrick. You seem to have not said anything about electricity.
Did we say cold was a thing? Did it?
No.
Just regular damage for cold. Okay.
Physical resistance, so.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I did notice that you didn't say electricity. So maybe a tempest surge. I don't know. Ooh, maybe a tempest surge.
Reminder, you'll have two actions after that.
Yeah, all right.
Look at you.
That's all. That is a reflex. The DC is 38.
38 reflex. I was about to say, did I not update their reflex? Nope, it just happens to be their worse.
Oh,
that is a fail.
Oh, hey, dice. Good deal. All right, so it is
clumsy. Which one are you attacking? That attacked you or
eeny, meeny, miny? No, I'm gonna attack one of the ones that's on Sharga.
Okay, the one on the right is extremely weak. It's been nearly chopped in half by her. The one on the left is completely untouched so far.
Okay, well, let's see. Like this one looks like it looks like bloodied up and about to fall down.
Yeah, it's about to go back to Abaddon.
Okay, then I might. Does Sharga go before them? No, she does not. Man, I'm trying to decide if I want to go ahead and take this guy out, because when they fail, they actually like, so I wouldn't have known this. I wouldn't have known the outcome. I would have just attacked the one that was the weakest. So
You sure? You can just follow up with a... You can move over and just punch it, probably. I bet you could.
All right, then I will.
Sucker, you can't do that. I don't think... I don't know what your punch is like, but...
Right, so I'll attack the other one that Trag is on, and I'll get the stick the clumsy on it, and then I'll roll some damage. 90, 12, 47 damage, and it is clumsy 2 for a round.
Got it.
And takes 9 persistent electricity.
Ooh.
And yeah, I'm going to walk up to this guy, and I'm going to punch him in his head. Head punch.
I mean, do you have any weapons? I don't know.
I do have a plus one striking, plus one striking lightning spear. So, for what that's worth. You know what? Let's just give it a go. We just whack him with it.
Never heard of that before. I don't believe you.
I mean, it's a plus one. I wouldn't have brought it up for a long time. I forgot that I had this for a long time. So, here it comes.
I'm going to make up a weapon. It's not going to be a plus one.
A 32?
All right. It is frightened 2. That is a miss. Still.
Oh, yeah. No.
7 on the dice. Not going to do it. I'm sorry.
Not what I'm known for.
So it's like, I'm going to try and stab it. Oh, yeah, that's why I don't do this.
Oh, man. Kovic, we're back to you.
Yeah. You
got one on top of you, one shooting you from off the starboard side of the ship.
Let's find out if you have attacks of opportunity.
Woo!
Yeah, let's find out. Let me go look at the monster sheet. I don't think so. No.
All right, then 3 shots are coming your monster's way. The one that was in front of me?
Okay.
Oh, well, we'll see. First shot, 38.
Hit.
45 points of cold plus 2 splash cold. Does it affect the other one? No, it's not that big of a splash.
Okay, got it.
Second attack, whip. 36.
Hit.
35 cold.
Okay, it's bloodied after that volley. Third attack.
Hail Mary. 38 on the dice.
Ooh.
Wait, no, 38.
Oh, total. Yeah, dice. Yeah, that'll hit.
28 points of cold damage.
Oh, more. Tyler rolled a natural 38. What the heck?
But it's still alive, and it
what
gets.
What kind of dice are you using?
It gets to go next.
Oh, chuckles. I'm in danger.
Move in here. This one's going to move into the boat to Candoso. And this guy is going to move onto the boat as well for friend Kovic. All right. Let's make a whole bunch of attacks. So this guy moved. So I'm going to do 2 attacks on Kovic first. And we are going to do the first one's going to be a bite. The second one is going to be a wiggly arm attack. Wiggly arm attack. Go. Okay, first one is a critical hit, I believe. Mm-hmm. 19 on the dice. Second one is a hit. Some damage here for a critical bite. 64 points of piercing damage.
This is to
Kovic.
Oh, to Kovic.
Kovic.
It's to me.
And the tentacle arm attack is a little bit less. 3d8 damage. 20 points of bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a fortitude save.
Okay.
But you're good at those, so.
40.
You shouldn't go to the choir. Yep. Critical success, right? So.
You can't suck me dry.
Brand. Okay, gross, but let's move on. 2 more attacks coming at you. We'll do 2 tentacle attacks. Ooh, boy. 15 and a natural 20.
Okay.
Tyler.
You can calm down now, Satan.
So the 15 actually, I don't think is a hit. Oh, wait, this one is.
It's got to be. It's its first attack.
No, this is a second attack. These are both their second attacks. But the tentacle arms are agile. So this is just, if you're at 36, a hit and a critical hit. Okay, so let me do these. Boop, boop, boop. 24 points of bludgeoning and boop, boop, boop. Cool boy. 52 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
You're
doing
still up?
I might be beat it up a little bit.
Go ahead and make me 2 more fortitude saves. Gotta roll, well, gotta roll one eventually, right?
Finish my math. So what? Oh, for the love of Mike here. Okay. Oh boy, that's worse than I thought. Okay. 2 fortitude saves. I feel like I should get minuses to these due to, that seems right. 39 and 34.
Oh, the 34 is a fail? Where's my... Yes, just a fail. You are poisoned.
Beautiful.
The venom courses through you from their tentacle attacks as you feel your arm seizing up where it struck you with its purpley, wiggly fingers.
Oh, they're venomous.
Yeah, you better take that poison, I guess. All right, we're gonna make three attacks on Ozzy. I'm just gonna bite you, Ozzy. I'm gonna bite. Oh, these are not the order that I would like them in, but 36 for Ozzy. This 15 is a hit. The 10 on the second attack here is a miss. And a 19 on the third is a hit. So two hits for Ozzy. This one bites down in your small form for 30 points of piercing and significantly more. 35. I guess not significantly more. Just I saw a 10 on one of these D10. I was like, oh, there's got to be a lot more. 5 points more. Okay. We're going to make a couple attacks against Candoso, and we're going to do the...
Did these attacks not have anything to do against alignment or anything?
Are you a good character?
No, he's not.
Oh, you've voiced
no good people
again.
In the pirate campaign?
How dare you?
How crazy. You? That's wild.
Two attacks on Candoso. Boy, I think these are... Oh, this is... This first one, this 10, is just a hit. So, then the 8 is going to be a miss. That is 30 points of bludgeoning damage. Can you make me a fortitude save, Jabert?
I can try. 35.
That is a failure, poisoned as well. Let's not forget the poison symbol on your character sheets. There we go. Poison, poison, poison. But okay, we got two on Sharga. They are going to make a couple of attacks first. One each. Probably bites, both bites here. 19 on the first one might be a crit. What's your armor class again, Rebecca? Is a 36?
36.
36. Okay. A crit and a miss. 56 points of piercing damage on the crit. And then their second action, you see them kind of summoning like a ball of water around you. They seem to be trying to coat you in this murky water that seems to be fomenting up around you.
Reaction air bubble.
Well, hold on. This is like a magical drowning effect, so I don't know if there's like an actual way to...
save or anything?
Yes, yeah. It's fortitude, so I imagine you just can shake it off. The only way this will not work is if you can breathe underwater. Like, breathe water, I guess, is...
I get a 48.
Make me two of them. That's a critical success. And there's another critical success. All right, great. Great.
Natural 20 on the second.
An 18 and
save.
A natural 20. It's like
success is a critical success for me. So,
yeah,
you know,
I wasn't too worried about that, Jabir. Yeah.
If you roll a natural 20, does that make it a superior success?
Ooh, I think so.
Super crit. Okay, that's their whole turn. That takes two actions. I was like, it's probably unlikely that I can drown Sharga, but you never know.
We're worth a shot.
And they never know until you try. It's not incapacitation, so I guess you're all natural one. It could be a bad story. I guess I should probably try to drown someone that doesn't have this great fortitude. Sorry, Seth, next turn. Sharga, we're on to you. Oh, let me take some persistent damage over here. Okay, it's no longer taking persistent damage, Jabert. Okay. That will reduce the frightened condition by one. What would you like to do, Rebecca?
Okay, I would now like to use my Whirlwind Strike, which is a three-action thing, but I can strike both of the things that are next.
Okay, and this goes off of your first attack? Is that what the...
Each attack counts toward my multiple attack penalty, yeah. But I don't increase it until after the thing. So, yeah, with
this, that's pretty...
I can attack both of those with just a first attack. Okay. Yep. First attack is a 38 to hit.
Well... I don't want to tell you how to play the game, but if you take one move action before you do this, you can hit all three of them.
Am I allowed to do that because it's a three-action attack?
You're hasted.
your hasted move action.
So if I'm hasted, I'm okay. I didn't know what I was allowed to do with haste. So I can
one move or one strike. Yes. So now you're three regular actions.
Strike. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So,
I'm going to go in a clockwise manner. So left, right, and then down. Okay.
Got it. This one here that's to your left is hit. And geez Louise, almost max damage. It looks like you've rolled.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do 50 acid damage to that.
Okay. Still up, bloodied. Second one, the one that was nearly dead, is dead. Yep. Don't gotta worry about him no more. All right. Third attack against this one that's on.
Another 42.
That is another hit.
Awesome. So that one does 42 acid damage.
All right. Right. No crits out of that. I'm very surprised, but a good amount
three
of damage.
Hits, though. I can't complain too much.
One dead devil and two hits. So, Aldrich, we're back to you. You're flanked between a couple of these devils that are some of them fighting Kovic, one of them on the side of the ship still fighting you. What would you like to do, Seth?
There is the potential for flanking here, but I would have to redo my target thing. So, I think I'm just going to go ham. Just do stabs.
Get ham and Swiss in there.
Four stabs on devil the rightmost.
First.
39.
Hit.
For 20. Piercing good.
Very, very low damage there. Ooh.
45? Still just a hit, I think.
I believe that is correct.
Okay.
No negatives on this one.
Yeah, piercing good non-silver damage.
Got it.
Let's add a lot of qualifiers onto it.
He's bloodied after that.
We're just going to go ahead and ignore that one.
Natural. Natural one with
I said three, we're gonna ignore it.
Three ones on the third.
36. No,
fourth strike is a hit for another
two. For 20 more piercing, good, non-silver damage.
We call that a Tyler roll. We don't talk about the Tyler rolls.
If it wasn't going to add to your editing strain, I was gonna say call it something else. But we'll talk about that after the show.
Wow. Yeah. So many. Yeah. No. It's not a Tyler roll. Tyler roll was four natural ones on damage dice.
It's a cosmic something, and the second word is not crit. Rhymes though.
Cosmic pit, because that roll was the pit.
You got it. I just didn't want to make you edit that out, Patrick.
Oh, we'll find it in the engine room floor. Cosmic pit.
All right. Let's see. So, used one of my points. Let's see. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, and I'm going to try to zap them all.
Oh, no.
Gotta catch them all. Yeah, I think I can put together a chain here. Boop. To boop, to boop, to boop. Yeah, I can do it. All right, so we're going to start with this one next to Sharga, and we're going to go sort of in this little kind of zigzag pattern.
Okay.
Along with them all with a chain lightning.
Hey, Jabert.
Hey.
Could you do me a favor?
Do you need a heal instead?
No. Could you, as a part of your chain, could you hit one of the pirates, just one of the like random nobodies?
Oh, okay, I mean, they're our friends. Are you sure?
I mean, it'd be funny.
Okay.
Gotta keep things interesting.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do that last then, because I don't want that person to critically succeed.
Oh, you hit old Lightning Rod Jim, who's immune to electricity. That's such a shame.
I'll be.
We told him not to use that metal peg leg.
He's grounded 24/7.
Sorry, I said no gaffes. I'm breaking my own rules.
Yep. Yeah, there's a big gaff, a big goof in as well. All right, reflex saves. Here we go. Doop doop doop. What is the DC?
38.
We've got a success for the first one. Okay. Just a success.
All right.
Here, second. Ooh. Also. A success.
All right.
Lower.
I think I got to roll like a 19 or a 20 for. Well, we got a critical fail.
That's good. Woo! Critical fail on the one right on Kovic.
Oh, I hope he's dead.
Pretty sure, right? 4 plus a number. Maybe not. No. Yes. Yes. No. What is the DC?
38.
Yes. Critical fail. Okay. I was looking at its will for a while. Oh. So it's a little worse than this. So let me go back and look at this 14 and 16. It's worse, but it's not a success.
Okay.
14 plus. No, sorry. It is worse. The 14 is a fail. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm having a hard time tonight, guys. Let me just do this math in a calculator. Yeah.
I found their weakness. It's not good damage. It's just reflex.
11 is a fail. And 10 is a fail. All right. We've only got one success. Three fails, one critical fail. I'll tell you right now, this critical fail, he was already very bloodied. I think he's going to be dead. Yeah, but go ahead and roll a bunch of damage for us there, Jabert.
We'll see what it looks like. 90 points of damage. That guy's taking, the critical fail is taking 180 points of damage. So
yeah, that could have killed him like outright without any damage here. Yeah. So the one success is this guy that's right next to you is taking 35.
You're saying 45. That sounds good.
45.
And I'm going to
90 for the rest. My God.
Yeah. And then I'm going to walk over to Kovic and tap him and give him a charge from my vital beacon. And that is going to be 40-10 hit points.
So two of these devils are actually dead. Osric, the one that's on you. One of the ones on Kovic.
Yeah, so I'm gonna walk up to Kovic and I'm going to lay a lightning hand upon his wounds and try to sear those wounds closed to keep him from bleeding out. So 27 hit points back to Kovic, and then that's my poison right there.
Yep. Can you make me another? Your clumsy one. Ooh, 8 points of poison damage. Can you make me another fortitude check?
Will. 38.
That is a success.
Okay. Good.
No worries about that.
Does that mean that I shake it off or?
Yeah, you're at stage one, so yes. Okay. Pretty sure that's how poison works. Just off the top of my very sick drug-addled dome.
He could be getting downed by this sick crit.
Sick crit. That's a cool one.
Oh my God. I'm just going to crit him.
Kovic, we're back to you. There's only three of these devils left on board the Luck of the Draw. The old Tessa Fairwind sloop.
To the devil sloop, over there with the tentacle peg. Why don't you come on over here? I'm going to kill ya. Kill ya.
Oh, boy.
I got a great sword attack that I'm
going to... This counts as a goof. It's a power. Oh, that's a goofing. That's a goofing.
We're goofing hard. That's all right.
40. 41.
Where are Swifties at?
Yeah, 41.
13 on the dice. That is just a hit.
Okay. That is... 56 points of slashing, unfortunately. So reduce that bad boy.
Got it. All right. It's still bloodied after that attack and
Kendoso's
electric blast.
I'm still swinging. One of the cool things I picked up, I just want to double check to make sure I got this right. Okay. Yes. So my power attacks now only take a single attack penalty to attacks instead of double. So we're going to make... Oh, and I have haste, so I could actually do another power attack, right?
No.
No? Oh, right, because it's a...
single attack action.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can make two attacks and just pretend like,
you
know, you're making three regular attacks, but one of them...
Makes sense. All right, second attack.
Ooh, that's a pretty powerful attack. Critical hit.
That's a pretty powerful attack. I did roll the wrong damage, though. So I'm going to roll... I'm going to roll different. All right. 66 points of damage on that critical hit.
66 on a critical?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you did a power attack last time.
Yep, it's a normal.
Okay, 1 second. 66. All right, it's still up.
Third attack.
Ooh.
And I miss.
That's a miss. It gets a chance to bite back at you, and bite back it will. Maybe. Yeah, no, definitely. 17 on the dice.
Yeah, why not?
I forgot, you also take poison damage, so take 8 points first and make a 4D. All right, you're fine with poison, but this crit is some serious crit right here.
You're going to need to roll high to down me in one crit, though.
Well, I didn't roll high. It is 56 points of piercing damage.
And I'm okay for now.
Okay. Now, knowing that you're very close to death, I was going to try and drown you, but they could tell that you're a strong guy. Yeah, probably not going to do anything. So, but let's do some more handy attacks.
Alrighty.
Natural one. That's a good third attack. got to roll very high here.
Hero point reroll for you.
16 is going to be enough for a single hit.
You better roll high on the hit. It's going to be close.
Let's try. Let's try our best. Ooh. 27.
Oh, I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm hanging bludgeoning. On by, I'm hanging on by single digit hit points. Single digit hit points.
Okay. And the rest, we're going to just try our best to kill Sharga here. Sharga. And three bite attacks. For flanking from both of these guys. Please. Please. let this happen. All right. 17 is a hit. They do.
Oh, then why doesn't the one... Well, okay, never mind.
The shark just whirlwinds of him and...
That makes sense. Yeah.
Beat the bejesus. So that's just one hit. Sharga first for 35 points of piercing damage. And the other one's going to try his best to bite your backside. Bite shoulder blade. Oh, where's this 18? 11 on the first is a hit. 18 is on the second is... Oh, can't do simple math tonight. Is just a hit, and an 18 on the third attack is a hit. So three hits.
You.
Yep, just three hits. It's
been a long time since Sharga took this much damage.
18 on the second, and you are flanked. Hold on.
Thankfully, taking damage is one of her main jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
Nope, still not a crit. Okay, three hits. Gosh. All over the place with this damage. In total, it is 87 points of piercing damage from this one here. And
that was over three hits, right?
That is correct, yes. Three separate strikes. Sharga, we're back to you.
All right. Ooh, I'm hurting. All right.
Yay! I did something. I'm making you afraid for your character's lives.
A little bit. All right, I am Yay! Going to... trying to figure out the math of this because I could do one hit, two hit, move, three hit, or I could use my three actions to whirlwind strike and have a greater chance of hitting both of these things. I think I'm gonna whirlwind. I'm just gonna stay where I am and try to hit both of the ones that are in reach.
Yep, so these will both be at your highest attack bonus. So, yep, there's a crit.
Yay!
First one's a crit. Who are you attacking? The one to the south?
It the looks one like to he's... the north first.
All right. That one's and very dead.
33 on the south.
Okay. That is a miss.
Oh, can I re-roll that one?
Yeah.
Hero point. Yeah.
That's a good use of one because that was.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Oh, no. Toot, toot.
The dreaded toot.
You can attack again. This will count as your third attack if you want.
Yep. Okay, I'll do that. 37. Oh, look at that. All right. 44 acid damage.
Okay, and that is going to be enough to bloody this one to your south who recoils as maybe it wasn't expecting to take all this acid damage and pop it on top of the pirate ship. Ozric, there's one on Kuvik here. Looks very weak. There's one on your friend Sharga to the north. What would you like to do, Seth?
The one in front of Sharga... How's it doing damage wise?
They're both bloodied. The one I think on Kovic looks a little worse for wear.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to use my free move action and then
flanking with Sharga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to. Boy. So this is weird, right? Mm-hmm. Because I figured out what this thing was with exploit vulnerability, but I'm doing a different one.
Do you have the?
Because what it says here. Select a creature. Jesus. For example, when fighting a pack of werewolves, you might use silver shavings.
I'm pretty sure if it's the same vulnerabilities and weaknesses, like on the same creature, it says you gain the effects until you use it again.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is there also it also I have things that say that it is dependent on the target of my. Exploit vulnerability. So does that mean like that I have targeted this creature type as my target, or do I have to actually roll it again? That's my question.
A grand question, I would say.
I'm just gonna roll again, just because I feel like that's it feels kind of weird to just say like I suddenly get a +2 against all of these creatures like that. That seems. I mean, it's not like super powerful, but it's.
Plus two is a kind of a big bonus. Yeah,
it is a pretty big bonus.
I'm not in a mood to argue with you if you're arguing for limiting your character's capabilities. So go. Oh, okay. Well, there's another critical.
Well, all right.
So, yes.
I would have preferred to have that on this next roll that I'm about to do. But hey, whatever.
Don't worry. You will,
Tyler.
No,
you were literally one other number off. You left off the zero at the end of that too. So Tyler, that's not my fault.
Tyler, mute your mic, you salty sea dog.
I'm gonna use my reroll.
Hero points.
Dang it! Well, 36.
Yep, that's a hit with flanking.
Piercing non-silver good damage.
So that's all going through. Still up. Ooh, and there's a critical
47. Hit. Oh, hey, there you go. So that's 52 piercing, non-silver, good damage.
Okay. It is still up, but is nearly dead again.
That's my turn.
Kendoso, two devils left.
Two of them left. Two of them devils. Them scurvy devils. Well, you know what's great about two is that a line can be drawn through. Any 2 points on a... Yeah. So I'm going to walk around to this guy. And I'm going to fire a lightning bolt through. Kovic, get out of the way.
No, it looks like Kovic's in the middle of
that. Just do it. Just let loose. I'm useless.
You can do it from here, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Without hitting Kovic? I don't know. How well does Kendoso know Kovic? Are they tight?
Let's see. Yeah, I can sort of get through like that.
Yep, that'll do. So two reflex saves.
Yes, indeed. This is a level 6 lightning bolt.
Oh, you foolish fool. I've made a success and a fail.
Okay. Let's roll up a damage.
What?
You can do it, dice. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. That's very low. Yeah. 36 damage.
2241.
I guess some of them are on the higher side, but ooh. All right. So 36 electricity damage to I don't know, the one that failed, and 18 to the one who passed.
That one on Kovic on the south only had 8 hit points left. They're both dead.
Woo!
We're out of combat.
Kovic only has 8 hit points left.
Yeah. It's a good thing close. I didn't shoot you.
Hit point buddies.
Wow, that was the perfect amount of damage. It's almost
Let's see how
electricity is really good. Oh.
Oh, hey, don't worry about lightning bolts when it comes to the old Kovic.
You know what they call Kovic? The old weather vane Kovic. They say can't get a lightning bolt through him no matter what.
I had a natural 20 in the chambers, which would have been a power attack roll. Oh, that would have been so sweet. But I don't have to make it.
Devil's body fall to the ground lifeless. Lack brackish seawater like escaping their forms as they kind of disincorporate here. And you're left with a bloody mess on the deck of the look of the draw.
Oi, what's this bloody mess in?
Still a very large, that's a gap, that counts. A large naval combat still to go as devils fill Hell's Harbor for the Battle of the Eye. We'll continue. On a tale for another time here on Devin Roll and Grants. That's gonna be next week. We're gonna fight. I hope you guys aren't sick of devils yet. We have more devils to come.
Secretly, Patrick is gonna go through the episode and count up all the gaffes, and that's how many levels we lose.
He just bleeps the whole gaffe.
My character is going to be level -17, I think.
This counts as gaff. Thank you guys for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you,
Patrick.
Listeners, thanks for listening. Our Patreon pirates, freebie captains. Oh, we're going to catch you on next week's episode of Dead Man Roll No Crits.
Yarr.
I'll put little breadcrumbs that tell you you really shouldn't, but
it's your story, and they're just living in it. Yeah. You're God.
Okay. Oh man.
Oh heavens.
Like if you guys tell me that you want to give yourselves up and don't be pirates anymore in this, I'll be like, no, you do not do that. In fact, now you're even more pirates than you were before.
Yeah, somehow you became more infamous because you surrendered yourself. Yeah.
And now you've all got scurvy.
Yeah, I will full on monkey paw this situation.
You've got pirate cancer.
Jesus. Whoa. I won't go that far. Or will I? 177.
Pirate cancer is also known as carcinoma.
Oh boy, you did or get that out of your system right now.
The good stuff. I'm bringing the A game tonight.
Oh boy. Yeah.
How advanced is it? Stage far.
Unfortunately, it'd be terminal.
Terminal. All right.
I just want to start out. I want to get a doctorate just so I can open up a clinic that's only talk like a pirate. just the most inappropriate clinic of all time.
Unfortunately, it's a rough seas ahead for you, lass. Yeah.
This is the most hilarious prognosis I've ever given, but ye have crabs.
You can either start chemotherapy or you can walk the plank.
You can fricassee them up.
Mate, I'm glad you've come in, mate. Now I'm gonna need you to bend over so we can start this colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Yar,
touchy toes.
All
right. Touchy All right. toes and starchy rows.
Oh boy.
I'm so sad that we're not recording the episode already. This is good content, man.
Tell us you recorded that, Rebecca.
Oh, it's been recording.
I mean, Zoom's
been informed.
I've got it recorded. I'm recording. I don't
believe it. Slap it on the end of this bad boy and call it an extra.
Okay. Let's get to it.